your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest news now with Joanna Earle.
Eurostar have got services through Kent back to normal after suspected migrants caused major disruption in Calais overnight. It's reported people got onto tracks and even train roofs, forcing two services to be turned back to London and Paris. Ian West from Folkestone was stuck on a train for several hours. He spoke to KMFM after arriving in Ashford 14 hours late.
Because the power had gone, the communications, there wasn't any, they just suddenly stopped. And then we started moving and we went back to Calais, where we actually sat for quite a long time again.
This is KMFM News.
The 11th victim of the Shoreham air crash has been described by his family as a caring husband and father. 72-year-old Graham Mallison died watching the show from the A27 as the vintage jet crashed onto the road. Inquests have now been opened and adjourned. Sky's Enda Brady is at the coroner's court in Horsham.
It will begin again and resume in March. Obviously a huge amount of investigation and work to be concluded by then, but the coroner did tell the families present that she will conduct a full and fearless investigation.
Police investigating an alleged assault in Gravesend have arrested two people. A man suffered serious facial injuries after reportedly being attacked as he left a fast food restaurant on New Road last month. A 20-year-old man and a 19-year-old woman have been bailed until the 5th of October. The family of a woman and her young son who died in a crash on the Sheppey crossing say they're going to continue to call for improved safety measures. 42-year-old Deborah Roberts and Marshall, who was 8, were killed when their car had mechanical problems and was then hit by a van travelling at 70 miles per hour. Yesterday, a coroner recorded verdicts of accidental death. A temporary 50 limit has been brought in on the bridge. Deborah's sister Emma Tweed spoke to KMFM after the inquest.
Average speed cameras would be a bonus, then people have to stick to it. Matrix signs to warn people of accidents, things like that.
KMFM News.
An investigation found an emergency slide which fell from a plane over a part of Kent last year was down to a technical fault. The flight from Gatwick to Egypt was forced to turn around and make an emergency landing just an hour into its journey after its chute fell off in October. Investigators found a problem with the carrier locking device which caused it to release and the slide to unravel. There are calls for compulsory heart screening for young footballers in Kent after a teenager collapsed during a pre-season friendly. 16-year-old Ali Reese was rushed to hospital after being taken ill whilst playing for Welling United at Dartford's Prince's Park ground at the weekend. Dr. Stephen Cox is from Cardiac Risk in the Young.
One in 300 people we test with an ECG in our screening programme will be identified with a potentially life-threatening condition. So it's very important that people are aware of how to get tested and the importance of cardiac screening.
KMFM News.
A survey claims parents in Britain are prepared to pay up to £32,000 to move to a good school catchment area. More than a quarter of families questioned had moved home to get their kids into a decent school. And a slice of the Queen's 68-year-old wedding cake has been bought at auction by someone in Los Angeles for £500. It's apparently still edible because it contains so much alcohol.
KMFM Sport.
With Dyno Plumbing. For all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dynoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket and Kent are continuing to bat on day two of their latest county championship game. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, Kent are taking on top of the table Lancashire at Canterbury after resuming earlier on 235 for three in their first innings. At lunch, they'd moved on to 332 for five. Yesterday, Rob Key made 113. On to football, and Gillingham boss Justin Edinburgh has been nominated for Manager of the Month for August. His side were recently top of the table and remain unbeaten in League One so far this season. Bradley Dack, who scored four goals in the league, is up for the player prize. The winners will be announced on Friday. And in tennis, Andy Murray has beaten Australian Nick Kyrgios in his opening match at the US Open. He won in four sets and will face Adrian Manarino of France next. He says Kyrgios never allowed him to settle.
A lot of the time I felt like I was just reacting and ended up having to do quite a lot of defending and running because of that, but hopefully in the next round when I'll maybe have a little bit more time and be a little bit more comfortable out on the court, I'll be able to play a little bit different.
Fellow Brit players Johanna Konta and Aliyesh Bedene are also into the second round.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.